This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The trial for a man accused of killing two people at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs will move forward. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says a judge heard evidence during a competency hearing on Tuesday.
Detectives investigating the February shooting took the stand this week in the case against accused shooter Nicholas Jordan. The Gazette reports authorities detailed threats Jordan allegedly made toward victim Samuel Knopp, one of his roommates. The other victim was Salee Montgomery, who was not a UCCS student. Police also say shell casings matched a gun Jordan had recently purchased. Jordan faces multiple homicide charges. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Three Colorado rural electric cooperatives are on tap to get federal help to build or expand renewable energy across the state. Christina Costa works on clean energy at the White House.
This is rural energy by and for rural Americans. It is not something that we have cooked up here in Washington. It is something that the co-ops want to pursue.
The three cooperatives getting the funding are Core Electric Cooperative, United Power, and Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association. In total, 16 cooperatives around the country will split more than $7 billion under what's known as the New Era program. And three Coloradans have been nominated for the highest individual prize in world soccer. Lindsay Horan, Sophia Smith, and Mallory Swanson are on the shortlist for the annual Ballon d'Or prize. It is given to the top soccer player in the world each year by the French media. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 5:06.